Hi, welcome to the Cake Adjacent Podcast, a once a week update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking it places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. Quick housekeeping note to remind you that you can find the recipes from Two Chocolate Cakes, plus photos, etc. at twochocolatecakes.com. You can join the Patreon for behind-the-scenes surprises, recipes, and fun stuff I send you in the mail, thoughts pulled from my clutter of a brain, and other perks. Just go to patreon.com and search for Two Chocolate Cakes. You can find me at Two Chalk Cakes, that's 2 TWOCHOCCAKES on Twitter, or Jen Coleslaw on Twitter as well. I've been working on the second season of Two Chocolate Cakes with a whole new batch of recipes and stories and hope that I will have them for you by the end of the summer. And second, I am sure that you know by now that I have a second podcast with my friend Jen Golbeck from The Golden Ratio called The Agenda Podcast, spelled A-J-E-N-D-A, because we are both named Jen. And we drop those every other week, and we are just two kind of wacky friends who pick random subjects to discuss and question. And we have such a good time. So if you're looking for something light but smart, you want to check out our pod. You can find us on Twitter at @agenda_podcast, where we are often talking about something ridiculous but clever. Okay. Hi, friends. New podcast feature alert. I am going to try to start each sidecar with three good things that happened this week. First, I had the best sandwich yesterday. It was a great sandwich for a few reasons. First, for the last couple of weeks, my stomach's been bothering me, probably because it's been very hot and I do not handle the heat well, and I have been very anxious and upset about a lot of things, and that combination does not bode well for me. So I haven't been eating much. In fact, I've lost 4 pounds, and I really can't afford to lose weight. But yesterday I rallied, and I went to get my glasses tightened so they would stop falling off my face when I'm sweaty doing chores, and I got some nice roast beef and cheese and some par-baked rolls, and I came home and warmed up those rolls, and we made two sandwiches with this fresh roast beef, provolone, and fresh sliced tomato from my neighbor Sarah's garden. It was just such a simple meat, cheese, and tomato sandwich, and it was just delicious. So anyway, it was also a good sandwich because, as I mentioned, I haven't been eating much, and it felt like it was just what I needed to start building up some strength because I've been expending a lot of energy fretting, as well as doing chores outside in the heat. So a little protein, a little fat, and some carbs felt very restorative. It was a restorative roast beef sandwich, and it was so good that we had them for dinner too. The second good thing that happened last week was getting a bag full of banana peppers and tomatoes from Sarah. Sarah's our neighbor who lives about 6 houses away from us. So we tend to go a lot farther afield to farmers markets and grocery stores than Sarah does. So we'll always check with her. Hey, do you need anything while we're out? And in the spring, she was often looking for some very specific tomato variety that was not found at Tractor Supply or Southern States, which is where she goes, and a very specific pepper. And we looked everywhere. Even though we say we are just looking where we are shopping, we actually make an effort to find what she needs. And so then she shares whatever it is she's growing with us. She often will leave us treats on our front stairs when she's out walking her dog Jake in the early mornings. And a few weeks ago, she returned 2 glass jars that had had strawberry sauce in them, and they were filled with homemade dog treats that Waffles just loves. When we went to visit Ben's parents back in May, she came over every day, twice a day, to make sure that Barney got plenty of wet food. She nicknamed him Grandpa, which was the most perfect name for him. Good neighbors are a blessing, that is for sure. And speaking of neighbors, the third good thing that happened also happened yesterday. When we were heading out to go to the eyeglasses store in the grocery store, we passed the house where, if you remember from about 1.5 years ago, the white chocolate chips were left on the lawn, sparking the whole "will you eat what you pick up off the ground" thing. And hanging from a flagpole on the front of that house is now a gigantic pride flag. We were so excited. We know that our neighbors have not moved, so we're not sure why there's a pride flag there now, but it is easily the first pride flag we've seen in our county since we moved here 13 years ago. Maybe I should drop off cookies or something. What should I do to let them know that we're allies? We already have a hate has no home here sign in the front yard. But without being overly extra, I'd like to let them know that we're right up the street. But I honestly am not sure how the other neighbors are going to react to that big flag. So I want them to know they can count on us for support. Okay, so those are my three good things for the week. What are your three good things that happened this week? I'd love to know. In other news, Ben was off all this week. So we've been doing some household things. Some pruning of tree branches that have been hanging on the house, and I did get out into the front garden and pull out all of that goddamn bindweed, and in the process I had to pull up some of the black raspberry and irises because it was all so tangled up. Oh well. What doesn't grow back will be replaced by something at some point. I ordered over 100 daffodil bulbs from John Sheepers that should arrive next month or so, and those will fill in some of the spots. And maybe I'll see if there are any more of those drift roses on sale at the garden centers this fall and just load the front of the house with them. Also, some super hardy natives like black-eyed Susans. I'm still really sorry that my garden didn't materialize at all this year. It's kind of a bummer to look out the front and just see green and not flowers, but maybe next year. We also went through the linen closet and did a first pass at picking out a gigantic bag of towels and blankets to donate to a friend who is taking in one of the pregnant beagles from the 4,000 beagles being relocated from a lab beagle breeding program, and she needs a lot of soft stuff for them. We'll drop it off at the vet clinic she manages sometimes this week. Finding good homes for our excess stuff does help us get rid of things easier. It's definitely hard for me to part with things because I never know if I will need something or when I will find myself in a position of not being able to afford to replace something I've gotten rid of, or I can't let go of it because it was a gift from someone important to me. But at some point, you just have to let stuff go. And if you find you have too many towels and blankets and you don't think they're quite good enough for resale, like if they have holes or they're torn or they're stained, and remember, just because people don't have a lot of money doesn't mean they're okay with stuff that should have been thrown away. You can always donate stuff like that to animal shelters and rescues. They will always take that stuff. Same for dog and cat beds. Just give everything a good wash first. And speaking of dogs and cats, Karen, the fairy dog mother of our rescue where Ladybug, Waffles, and BB came from, visited us yesterday and dropped off Barney, who was delivered in a pretty little blue box from the Middleburg Humane Foundation, who helped him onto his next big adventure. He's been gone for a little over 2 weeks, but really, has it only been 2 weeks? Because sometimes it feels like it's been both forever and just yesterday, and I still find myself looking for him. For such a quiet cat who was no drama creature, his absence is felt profoundly. Murder Kitten, who spent the most time with him in the end, has been very vocal and affectionate, spending lots of time with me while I'm working and also in the evening during TV time. Mimi has been sleeping the exact space on the living room floor between the ammunition chest that we use as a coffee table and the couch where Barney rested for the last few days of his life. But everyone seems to be doing okay. So, garden update. Because it's been so hot, the tomatoes have just stopped doing much of anything. As you know, tomatoes like hot days and cool nights, and we haven't had any cool nights. So we have a whole bunch of green tomatoes, and they're still green. But now they have lots of little bites taken out of them by squirrels and birds. Oh well. We do have enough for everyone, though. We have lots and lots of hot peppers that will be ripening soon enough, and we've been talking about making a hot honey sauce. Now, I am not a fan of hot sauces, but I love making them because other people love them so much. I'm contemplating planting. Contemplating. Is that a word? It is now. A few rows of bush beans. I think we still have time to get some green beans in before frost. I have a few packets of mixed green, yellow, and purple string beans, so let's see if I can get them in the ground this weekend without being eaten by all of the mosquitoes on the East Coast. My friends at Southern Exposure Seed Exchange say that I can also start thinking about starting some lettuce for the fall, but I think it's still too hot. Maybe in a few weeks. The herbs are looking great, and I have to say this might be the best year for lemongrass. I have a few plants in pots that are easily 3 feet tall. I will have to figure out how to preserve it. If you have any ideas, let me know. My fig trees are covered and a bajillion very small green figs that have yet to turn brown. And honestly, I probably will only take a few figs off it when it comes time to make my famous fig import jam. Trader Joe's has much bigger brown figs for a good price, plus I can get some at the farmer's market, although not everyone grows and sells figs because they don't travel well. And my figs are teeny. They are like the size of key limes, so I just let the birds and squirrels have them. After, I pick maybe 10 or 12 to mix in with my preserves. Last year, I brought a net to put over the whole tree to protect them from the animals, but then I felt really selfish about that, so I never deployed it, and now I have no idea where it is. When we have an embarrassment of riches in the garden, why wouldn't we share? I'd been thinking a lot about how I hadn't had a melon from the farmer's market, so I got one today, a nice, fat, fragrant cantaloupe with some peaches, white and yellow, and some nectarines, and there were some very early tiny apples, but I didn't get any. We also got some green beans for Sarah and some for us, and 6 ears of corn to have with supper tonight. I liked the Silver Queen corn the best, but they didn't have any. One annoyance at the farmer's market was that there was an army of parents with small children in strollers, and they quite literally took up space at the turn of one of the aisles of the market, making it impossible to get through to the other vendors. They were all bunched right in front of the great musicians, too, and they were yelling to each other that it was too loud, ironically. So they were blocking all the paths around the market, blocking the band, and complaining it was too loud. Have some situational awareness, parents. And if you're wondering how many an army is, there were at least 9 of those double-wide strollers with at least 2 parents each, and some of those kids were out of their stroller and roaming around, so they took up a lot of space. Now, I'm a big fan of kids, and I generally love other people's children, but it took a lot of self-restraint for me not to bark something rude at this group. Tomorrow, we'll probably head to the other farmer's market in Dale City and to Wegmans. I've been thinking a lot about fruit salad, and I forgot to get a pear and some grapes, and the pineapple at the grocery store was way overripe today, so I'd like to get a decent pineapple. Now, normally this time of year, we'd be making sweet pepper relish for my stepfather because he's the only one who liked it. But with him gone, I don't see us making it, which is kind of sad, but it is what it is. I've made 2 batches of boozy cherries in the last couple weeks, one with bourbon and one with passion fruit juice and vodka. I think they came out pretty good. I still have some cherries in the freezer, but I think I might make them into jam or maybe some kind of sauce. And I still have to do something with the black raspberries that I got earlier in the season. I'm looking forward to plums coming in. I have this jam recipe that I developed for black plums with lemon and lavender, and it's so good. The trick is to not leave the lavender wrapped in some cheesecloth too long. Otherwise, it gets overly floral, and then it tastes like you're eating an Earl Grey tea bag. There were some red plums today, but they were expensive and in quart boxes, not loose, where we get our peaches. And they will be at tomorrow's market, too. And maybe I'll get some, because those red peaches make really nice jam, too, but not at that price. Oh, and in keeping with telling mostly only happy stories this week, I am reminded because my friend Jen keeps posting hot dog and sandwich content to our Agenda podcast Twitter feed, that when I was a nanny to the little girls who lived way up on the hill behind us when I was a teenager, and there's a story about them in 2 chocolate cakes, and the recipe is pastry-wrapped olives. Anyway, I love those girls, and we had a game that we would play called 1-2-3 Sandwich, where I would either give them a 3-second warning before scooping them up in a massive squeezy hug, yelling, "Sandwich!" Or they would give me the warning. Sometimes I'd get the 3-second count and sometimes not, before just suffocating me with preschool love, giggling, and trying to say "sandwich" at the same time. I loved it so much. And I hadn't thought about that in so long, but this week, with all the talk about whether a taco is a sandwich or a burrito or a wrap is a sandwich, or if you're wedged between the couch between golden retrievers is considered a sandwich, it interestingly all came flooding back, and now I think I know what it feels like to have those exercise endorphins, but without the actual sweaty exercise. So to recap, great sandwich, garden gifts from the neighbors, pride flag on our street, and happy memory of hugs. Yes, things are still hard, and it was another difficult week with work and the 3rd anniversary of the death of my very best childhood friend, which absolutely snuck up on me, this bestie from birth whose family took me in, so many times when things were bad, and her mom wasn't able to keep going after Lynn died, and she died a year later. And I would give anything to have some more time with Lynn to try to find out why drinking herself to death was her only option. I'd give anything to be calling Lynn's mom Nancy today just to tell her I love her. I would do anything to get some hugs from my two little charges, or from anyone, to be honest, these days. But I'm going to work harder to try to find and cultivate joy where I can. Okay. How about this week's food holidays? I gotta say, there are only a few gems, but they are in fact gems in August. I mentioned in the mini podcast that it's National Catfish Month, National Peach Month, two thumbs up, and National Brownies at Brunch Month. Whatever. Okay, to wrap up July, today is National Cheesecake Day. There is a store-made cheesecake I like, and it comes from Wegmans. I like that I can get two slices, which is a perfect size, and the marble cheesecake might just be my favorite, although lemon is also good, and of course pumpkin cheesecake is nice around the holidays. And I feel like Trader Joe's frozen cheesecake is excellent thing to keep in your freezer. And when Trader Joe's used to sell a big jar of peach sauce, their plain cheesecake with peach sauce was such a nice dessert, and it was required bringing when I would visit my mother. They don't do the peach sauce anymore, but I make my own because of it. You can also get Cheesecake Factory cheesecake at Harris Teeter, which is Kroger everywhere else. And honestly, cheesecake is pretty easy dessert to make if you're a person who can follow directions and has a springform pan. I make a nice pumpkin cheesecake for Thanksgiving with a nut crust instead of a graham cracker crust. I do love me a nut crust, I'll tell ya. Okay, tomorrow, Sunday, the 31st of July, it is Jump for Jelly Beans Day, and I think I've talked ad nauseum about my love for jelly beans. It is Cotton Candy Day, which reminds me I have not yet had those cotton candy grapes that people keep talking about. And it is also Raspberry Cake Day, but I'm not exactly sure what a Raspberry Cake Day is. But I love cake and I love raspberries, however those things go together. One of my other calendars tells me it is Avocado Day, and hello, they should have a whole month, and it is also Arbor Day in Australia. And before we go any further, please do not forget to say Rabbit Rabbit first thing on August 1st, which is Monday. I cannot stress this enough. At some point, we have got to get this right. Okay, now on to the holidays for August. Monday is Raspberry Cream Pie Day, and like raspberry cake, I'm not sure I've ever had a raspberry cream pie, but I'm sure it is delicious. This week I'm accessing two calendars, and I'm told it is also Universal Shelter Dog Birthday Day. So today is a great day to send a donation to your local animal shelter or to make a cake for your dog that you got at a shelter. It is also Homemade Pie Day. I love pie, but I don't make the best pie. My mother's apple pie is very good, and my sister's chocolate cream pie is just the best. But my quiche, which is basically an egg pie, is very, very good. Tuesday, August 2nd, is Ice Cream Sandwich Day, and I love, 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 love ice cream sandwiches. They make great quick snacks at breakfast when you're on the run or when you're just hanging out at home. We like the ones that come from Friendly's that we get at our giant grocery store, which is called Stop and Shop up north. There are a few artisanal ice cream sandwich places here, and they are just too much. Like, not too much money, because I'm all for paying someone for their food artwork, but they are huge, and the cookie part of the sandwich is too hard. There's a place out of Richmond that we haven't tried yet, though, and they might be perfect based on what I've read. I'll keep you posted. It is also National Take a Penny, Leave a Penny, which I can't believe needs its own day, and it's also National Night Out Day, and I don't doubt that there are police who are doing good work in their communities, but until we see those good cops calling out the bad ones, a few reminders. Don't call the cops on brown or black people who are just existing. Don't call the cops on people who are having a mental health emergency, especially if they are brown or black people, unless your community sends social workers with the cops. And if you see someone shoplifting food for the kids, no, you didn't. And if you yourself get detained, remember that every day is Shut the Fuck Up Friday. Get yourself a lawyer. Okay. Wednesday is Watermelon Day, and I am ambivalent about watermelon. I mean, I like it, but it really is limited on what you can do with it. It's really just wet pink fruit. I love growing it, though, like I love growing pumpkins. It's like magic to grow something that big. It's also Go Grab Some Nuts Day, and I'm going to leave that for you to decide what that means. It's also Clean Your Floors Day, But here's a question for you. When is it going to be Clean Jen's Floors Day? Okay, Thursday is National Lasagna Day, and I love lasagna so much. I even love frozen lasagnas from Stouffer's and lasagna from Trader Joe's, but of course homemade lasagna is the best. I like vegetarian lasagna that is chock full of zucchini and spinach and squash, and I love meat lasagna, but I do not like lobster or seafood lasagna. Today is also President Obama's birthday, so I hope folks are figuring out a way to celebrate that, and it is Chocolate Chip Cookie Day according to the second calendar. It is also India Pale Ale Day, IPA, and that is not my favorite kind of beer, but if you like it, today is the day to celebrate that. Friday is National Waffle Day, and I am 100% on board with waffles, both the breakfast food item, the ice cream bowl, the ice cream cone, and the anxious bagel. It is also Oyster Day, and while I do not care for eating oysters, I love the work that oysters do to clean water. Did you know that a single adult oyster can filter up to 50 gallons of water a day? They filter out the algae and nutrients and help rebalance water bodies, and they filter out pollution. What's not to love about oysters? I also love pearls, and I love that they are created by something that is irritating, and an oyster just keeps covering up that bullshit until it not only doesn't irritate the oyster, but it's a beautiful pearl. I wish I could do that with people. Friday is also International Beer Day, and it's International Couscous Day. I have two kinds of beer that I prefer, a light Kolsch and a Hefeweizen. Despite my similar demeanor, I am not a fan of dark, bitter, overly hoppy beers. I like sunny, light, lemony, fruity beers, and I like all couscous. And finally, Saturday is National Root Beer Float Day. Okay, whatever. I feel like this calendar is from 1953. Is also National Mustard Day. Come on. And it's Farm Workers Appreciation Day, which is something I can absolutely get behind. But here is something I can 150% not get behind, and that is Balloons to Heaven Day. If I hear of any event where people are releasing balloons to memorialize or protest anything, I will start a holy war. Balloon releases are so bad for the environment because what goes up absolutely comes down in the ocean, in the farm fields, and in the forest, where they are consumed by animals and fish who absolutely die from them. They use helium, which is a finite resource that should be saved for medical and science use. And do not let anyone tell you that latex balloons are all natural and they break down. They do not. And here's the thing. I freaking love balloons. Balloons give me so much joy, but balloon releases for any reason are criminal. Literally, in many places, they are illegal, and for many reasons, so do not ever participate in a balloon release. Get yourself a bubble machine instead. Okay, that's the news for this week. I hope that you found three things to feel good about and that you'll share them with me on the socials. I can't guarantee that I won't sometimes slip up and be sad on the podcast, but I will promise to make an effort to find something to be joyful or at least not be miserable about every week. Even if it's your news that I'm happy about, because that's what friends are for, right? To be happy for you when you have something to share. So until next time, remember that you can ripen most fruits by putting them in a paper bag for a day or two. Support your farmers markets means supporting folks in your community who keep the open space open and agriculturally oriented instead of turning them into data centers. And that when you're looking on the news and you're amazed that companies who are reporting record profit, that there's unpaid wages, my friends. Demand better from those companies. See you next week.